just a tidbit about your special day. Jackie Evans is the mother and co-founder, Shakayla Johnson, her daughter and co-founder. Jackie grew up in a household where her father was chronically ill and unable to fully focus on being a father because he had so many health issues. And that really affected Jackie in growing up. And as then a mother herself, she wanted to make sure that children in families that had parents with disabilities and chronic illness, that there were moments of joy focused on those children, as well as resources for those families to be families, whether it's education or nutrition or any number of activities that could be provided to a family with this unique set of needs. So Jackie and Shakayla established Your Special Day when we were going through the identification of community leaders and organizations for cohort 2. We met them. They were wonderful. Shakayla was like, please, please, please bring me in. I need this. We want this. We are ready. And they were. They were just right there, ready to go and take the leap into whatever was next for their organization. So that's who Your Special Day is. As Georgia has mentioned, Adrian Acosta, member of the inaugural cohort, he really has a different, he's an educator. He was special ed teacher for many years in Watts. But he has a different lens, and he left traditional classroom education because of his need to provide different services for children and families. And he is, of all of the cohort members, probably the clearest on what his purpose in life is. And what he needs WLI for is to figure out how to turn that into the nonprofit and the programs. So it, through a collaboration with Children's Institute, the LA County Department of Mental Health, we are doing this really wonderful work with the Innovations Initiative to work on trauma-informed communities, communities providing resources internally. And Shakayla and Adrian each stepped up to volunteer to be the representatives from their respective cohorts, to serve on a wellness committee, to do some training so that they could be trainers in the community on trauma and resilience. And it was just, do this, move forward, here are good resources, okay. Well, in doing that and attending these meetings together, the two of them, who only ever had any connection because they both shared WLI cohort member titles, developed this alliance that is unbreakable. I'm pretty sure they text one another 14 times an hour just to check in. And did you get this? And are you on that? How's the YouTube video that you're producing going? Because I have the next one lined up. They have launched an entire YouTube series on mental health and wellness in the time of COVID. We can send you the links. And it is very specific to the Watts community. It is responsive to the Watts community. It speaks to the Watts community. One of the many things I love about their alliance is that they are this young black brown partnership. And neither one of them identifies it as, well, I'm the brown part of this membership, or I'm the black part of this membership, or I'm the female part and I'm the male part. They are just that perfect combination of what does the community need. I've got this resource to contribute to that. I've got this resource to contribute to that. Hey guys, we don't have what we need to answer this. How do we find it? What can WLI help with? What can Children's Institute, DMH? They have seized this. And they are the poster for WLI. Cohort 1 represented cohort 2, male, female, black, brown. Just the response is remarkable. And the way neither of their organizations were originally focused and articulating a focus on trauma and resilience, mm-hmm. but it spoke so much to the core of them personally as founders, as well as the programming that they were doing and envisioning, that it made sense. And now they have become the point people for each of their respective cohorts on this entire countywide initiative that the Department of Mental Health is managing over this 4-year period, and they have changed the landscape of how that initiative is rolled out in Watts.